Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm your Royal Highness, Dakota. He's my knight in rusty armor, Logan. And she is the Sorcerer of Sweetness, Lacey. And this is the King's Court. Usually we have a few more people on here, but you know, Yoder's a pussy and said he couldn't make it. And Shane is licking Yoder's pussy because they both couldn't make it. But,
Well, damn.
I want to say for multiple over because Shane is badass like that. Like,
yeah, no, that was, that almost seemed a little hateful there.
Yeah.
No, almost. Not hateful, just show up, people, just show up. All you gotta
just
do is call in.
All I ask for is attendance.
Yes.
Attendance.
All I ask for is attendance. Right. Raise your hand before we speak, you know, shit like that. Just your common courtesy shit.
That's pretty good, man. I mean, that's a lot of fucking... It's pretty hopeful, man. I didn't even raise my hand in high school.
Yeah. Were you in, like, that class that, like, the kids got in trouble, so they put them on, like, the trouble kid class?
No. I didn't get in the trouble kid class until I got kicked out of school.
Oh, gotcha. Although, for real, Lacey, there was, like, literally, like, a... It was literally, like, a troubled kid class, and there was a pregnant chick class, and there was, like, another one. I think, like, ex-game-banger class.
Special ed.
No, they kept them in the basement, remember? That's where they kept the
special
ed
kids. Yeah, they
did
keep those guys
classes.
In the basement. You'd have, like, a key card to get down there. They didn't want nobody going down there and, like, taking their chocolate milk.
I had to be, because I was a TA for him, dude, and literally, like, the funniest thing I ever saw in my life, and this is going to sound so fucked up, with special ed kids playing dodgeball.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I can imagine that being,
I just sat there and was so amazed, bro. I was stoned out of my mind, and I was just like,
what kind
of
cool motherfucker
dude.
Put these kids up to this shit?
No, they wanted to. They wanted to. Okay, it was, like, my junior year of high school, right? And it was right around the time that movie Dodgeball came out.
Oh, yeah.
Not
so
in, like, theaters,
like,
but, like, actually came out on DVD. So for their finals in the class, because you remember how they used to do, like, two-day finals? It was a special ed class. So for the final for them, they got to pick a movie. So they picked Dodgeball. Well, the next day, they all wanted to play Dodgeball. The teacher was cool and was like, I don't give a fuck. It's the last day of school, yo. And I'm in there like, oh, this is ought to be interesting. So I went and burnt me one,
yeah,
came back and was like,
good.
Oh, this is going to be very interesting. And next thing you know, that... I don't know what I experienced. All I could say was it wasn't really dodgeball, but yeah, there was balls being thrown and things was dodged.
Yeah.
Well, so like I'm driving home right now and there's a massive wreck on the main highway. And every time we take like a shortcut around, we keep ending up in the accident. So I just keep. Trying to...
You heard it here first, guys. We got Lacey on the spot with a massive wreck.
Yeah, live news report.
Live news report coming in from Camden, Tennessee. Was it Highway 60 something ish?
641.
Yes, 641. What she said. What's the cops look like on the scene?
There's a ton of them.
Overweight, unhappy.
Actually, these are some youngins. Like, I don't know where they got them
from.
Oh, yeah. Turned out of high school. Like,
you got to avoid those kinds.
I'm pretty sure that he's, like, 19 years old. He doesn't even
I mean, you got to be 21 to be a cop, right?
Do you really? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think. I mean, you got to be 21 to drink or smoke.
Well, why do you have to be 21 to get shot at or shit out of
the... I mean, you can be 17 and sign up for the fucking
now.
Army, so, I mean...
Yeah.
You can sell cigarettes at 18 as well, by the way.
That's asinine. I remember when you smoked at 16.
It's yep. kind of like you guys are saying America has some weird, fucked up, stupid laws. Hmm.
Yeah.
Listen, if you pull out, like, the law books for, like, counties and stuff, there's some stupid ones. Like, I know in parts...
Oh, yeah, you can't like, bathe your donkey on a Sunday in a bathtub or some shit. Some of the old school laws.
Like, one of mine was, like a whale can't be on the highway, and one's like, you can't sit on the sidewalk, and another one's like, it's crazy crap. Like, I'm like, somewhere...
We
right,
don't want to hear this, as you can eat your wife's ass on a Sunday. You can take your wife to the courthouse and beat her ass with a stick no whiter than your thumb.
No.
Like, who's the first person to do this shit for people to be like...
I would be the fucking first motherfucker in line for history to take my wife down there. She's a mouthy motherfucker.
No, but
for
real though,
kind of
like was the dude, like, was somebody like, yo, that stick's a little too big, no bigger than your thumb, bro, come on.
Yeah, I think it's just common consensus.
He's like, that stick's a little, that's a branch, man, don't be using a branch, come on.
That's a little excessive there, beating your wife's ass on the courthouse lawn and all.
Twigs only. And like, did they have like a designated spot for it? Like a designated little area, like, yo, we got, like,
it's like
between
the grassy
that rock
area
and
right
that,
in front of the
that bush over there.
Yeah, it's a legit law here. I mean, I don't know of anybody that's
it's
tried
like,
it, because honestly,
it's like, we'll fit you in about 11:45 for a lunch and a beating.
It's got to be on a Sunday.
Listen, like, here, like, you can't spit on the sidewalk, like, I see a lot of things on the sidewalk more worse than spit, okay? So.
I would probably lose my mind if a cop pulled me over and was like, you know why I pulled you over? For spitting on the sidewalk? I'd fucking...
I'd spit on the sidewalk. I was totally...
That's how you turn a fucking
sidewalk.
Simple spitting on the sidewalk into a fucking assault.
Yeah. I would see, like, Dakota turn to you and be like, I'm sorry, I have this grueling disease, and it just comes out.
Yeah.
So we talk his way out of it, because, you know, he talks until he's going to be dead. Like,
As soon as he opens his mouth, you're like, they should be good.
Just because last time I got pulled over by the cop, by the end of it, he was not giving me a ticket, and he was giving me a fist bump. That's literally what happened last time I had any experience with a cop.
Listen. That's what happened.
And all
to
I said
too.
To him was, nice tattoos,
turns
bro.
Turns out mine was, you know, because my shirt was unbuttoned. So, you know, whatever floats your boat.
Oh, wow.
No, this guy was just cool. He was just like, hey, bro, I don't think you should have to drive back
this
far to pay a ticket. See, I didn't
have
to do that, though.
That's how naive I was.
I don't have to do things like that, though. I just have that natural, like, everybody likes me, so...
Yeah, no, I've got a face that people like to hit, so it's kind of one of those.
Well, they aim for that cat, bro.
Yeah, I mean, he ain't going to tag. He's going to break your fucking hand, but he's going to aim right below the tattoo. Oh, you mean it's the tattoo's fault for me being unapproachable? No, that's probably my personality.
Okay, all joking aside, dude, like, does it... Like, when you go into places, do you ever get, like, look? Because, I mean, people with face tats, some face tats, you know, are just... I've seen yours. Yours actually mean something, so I'm not trying to put it down. I'm just saying, like, people ever give you weird looks and shit about it?
Oh, yeah, no, I've had everything from, that is beautiful, to, what were you thinking? To, I'm sure your mother's proud. I'm sure, you just don't like to get a job. And I'm like, actually, I work for myself. Hope you're satisfied with working at McDonald's for the rest of your life. I've never worked at McDonald's. then again, you get like these old people that like really surprise you. Like this old lady, we were sitting in the hospital one time, and she was a much older lady, probably in her 70s. And she says, "Can you stand closer to me?" And I was looking at her funny, and I stepped in. And she said, "That is beautiful. That's beautiful artwork on your face." I was like, "Really?" She's like, yeah, no, they didn't do that back when I was a girl. And I was thinking to myself, yeah, back in like 1920, they didn't even have a tattoo machine yet. So it was kind of,
Oh, bless her heart.
Yeah, oh. Bless her blessed heart, man. She was amazing. Named Doris. Got her phone number. We've had beers.
Moving right along to some Halloween news. So a Texas man says he's not afraid of someone egging or toilet papering their house, or his house this year. It all costs too much, and nobody can afford to get toilet paper or eggs. So he's good.
Yeah.
I mean, he does have a point, so yeah.
Yeah, I mean, kids
nobody
are going to start throwing mud this year or something. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Let's see here.
What else they got? Oh, here's a good one, guys. Neighborhood watch leader banned Halloween in the neighborhood. No trick-or-treating or decoration.
Now, was that like a neighborhood consensus, or was that like one person that just decided that?
It doesn't say, bro. It just says neighborhood watch leader, so I'm going
to
say...
Listen, I'd
probably
hate to be
in
that
charge of neighborhood watch.
His house is probably
going to
be the one that
needs
a car.
Yeah, if it's HOA, like Homeowners Association, it could be anything.
Yeah,
it could be just one person that's president pushing it. I don't know, like tarring and feathering people has always been something that I've wanted to try. come by my house and tell me I'm not allowed to have my kids trick-or-treat. You know, fucking find out real quick.
Right. Or even put up decorations, man. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah, no, we don't. I mean, I've got decorations up from last year. They just stay as permanent wall art, you know?
All right, guys. And the last bit of news is Tennessee class gets invited to the pumpkin patch for a field trip, but there was no pumpkins. So I'm guessing that's just a new meaning to field trip. It was an actual field trip.
Yeah. Oh, that was good. That was very punny.
Yeah, very punny. It took me a while to come up with that, guys. Yes, you're welcome. You're welcome. I'm over here, big smile on my face, like, that was the best one ever. High five, Dakota. Yeah, woo.
Hell yeah, that was punny.
But I would be pissed off, yo, as a parent of one of these kids, if that's the case. Like, yo, because you know you got to pay at least $10 for a field trip. I mean, that's how it always been, you know?
Yeah, and there's not even a fucking pumpkin there.
Yeah, like, why? And plus, why would this pumpkin patch place be like, yo, let's have these kids come on this field trip, right? You know, it's Halloween time, and they're expecting to see pumpkins.
Yeah, that's
we're called the
management.
Pumpkin patch. would they just have the kids run around the field and be like, yo, that's where some pumpkins were? And you got some more pumpkins that were over there.
You see that vine right there? That there has a pumpkin on it if you wait another couple weeks.
Yeah. And I'm over here.
Next
year. I'm over here like, they really need to watch Charlie Brown and the pumpkin. Like, if they don't know what a pumpkin patch is, they need to watch Charlie Brown. Like, come on now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only way they'll ever find out about pumpkins. Apparently, their pumpkin patch
The great pumpkin, Charlie Brown. The great. But
yeah,
that's like being like, yo, we're going to have a haunted house at the thing this year, and there's like no house or 100, you know?
No house or hunting.
It's just a house. Yeah, there's no house or hunting. It's just an empty space. Air.
It's a haunted house, but what we mean by that is you can come here and sit down and chill and watch episodes of SpongeBob.
Dude, I could still sell it though, bro, because if I was running, I would be like, yo, did you guys feel that? That code draft? What could that be? It's really just air, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, no,
did you hear that
noise? If you remember right, man, it's been 10, 15 years now, but me and a buddy of ours, Darren, actually went to that haunted house and was working there. In Yuma, the one that's out in the county, that big haunted house.
I had to be after me
like
kicking it, bro.
It was back when Darren Taylor, I think his name was. We were all hanging out together. But, he was working at this haunted house. He's like, hey, man, you want to come, you know, work at this thing? And I was like, fuck yeah, why not?
Oh, shit, I do remember that.
Yeah, and...
Because he would work like random jobs.
Yeah. He always had some random shit going on. But, we were there, and I don't know, I worked like a little lever. I pulled a little lever, and a bunch of air shot out this hose, and it scared people. And then I jumped out, and people and they'd get scared, and I got punched in the face by like a 9-year-old little kid. Yeah, I was like a 9-year-old little kid. He just reached up and cracked me and screamed and took off running. And needless to say, I realized at that point, like, I could never actually go to Haunted House, like actually go through there and walk through there. I just have a problem keeping my hands to myself. And I think I'd be like that 9-year-old kid and just hit somebody and run.
Like feed somebody an uppercut or something just on an instant?
Listen, my kids and my wife have it bad, okay? Because, like, they try to, like, play with me all the time, like jumping up, oh, boo, 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 dad, you know? And my daughter jumped out from behind, like, the corner of the wall, and she, boo, and I kicked her so hard.
Bro, you admitted to wanting to beat your wife and drop kicking your daughter in this episode. Let's hope no cops are listening.
No, there's no domestic violence thing. There's none of that shit. But I kicked her and like, oh man, she went up in the air and came down the ground and made a thud noise, and I felt really, really bad.
Oh, you guys want to know something funny? I know this is random. When I went to tag us all for the show, right? Because I knew it was going to be on here. I tagged Yoder. Somehow I fucked up and tagged Yoder Farm.
Yoder Farm?
Oh, hell. I told you. But, okay.
It just popped up.
We have the Yoder Brothers Farm. And then we have the Yoder Brothers General Store. It's an Amish store. It's Amish.
Yoder. That makes sense.
Yeah. So they're
Yoder
Brothers.
Yoder, that makes sense.
Like, it cracks me up because every time we say Yoder's name on here, I think it's a little Amish man. Like, because I've never seen him.
Oh, yeah, so. Yoder, that sounds like extremely
Amish.
Mind,
yeah, in my mind, he's this little Amish man with little fingers. Like,
yo, he could pull that off, though.
Yeah, he could, yeah. Like, I could see him driving, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude, we
need
to Yoder, right? Buddy, if you're listening, my man.
I've got a Halloween idea for
you.
You
can go Amish,
you.
Bro. You can go Amish, brother.
Be an Amish man. Amish paradise. You should be an Amish man.
Yo, Weird Al Yankovic is Amish paradise. That's great.
Yeah.
I can see Yoder doing that, too.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
He could pull it off.
All right, guys. So, what is y'all's favorite part of Halloween? Like, as a kid, what was your favorite part of Halloween? Trick-or-treating? Free candy?
No. I think it was the dressing up part because I got to be somebody else that I wasn't. Like,
mm-hmm.
I enjoyed being able to be somebody else and nobody looking at you weird. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Mine had to be the mischief.
Well, I was about to say the pranks and stuff. But I've noticed this in life. Like, it starts off for everybody, Halloween starts off as trick-or-treating. And then you get a little older, and it turns into pranks and partying. You know, so
right.
It kind of just. And then
it turns
full circle
into, like,
again, and you go back to trick or treating because you have to take your kids. So it's all one full circle.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. The mischief was definitely my favorite aspect to Halloween.
All right. What was the worst thing you ever did on Halloween to somebody?
Me?
I figured you probably stole some candy bags or something.
No, I never stole bags of candy from kids.
Oh, dude.
But if you recall,
I know this wasn't Halloween, but this made me think of this. I remember stealing somebody's or what are those things that you fill full of candy and you hit with a stick?
Shopping carts?
Shopping cart? What?
I'm like, what are you talking about?
Why would you get
like a candy bowl?
No, this was like, it was like a birthday thing, right? And it was full of candy.
Oh,
it was on somebody's front porch. And I just
kind of took
it one night. I was walking by and I just kind of like grabbed it. Because it was full of candy and I had the munchies. And I was like, dude, this is good for my walk home right now.
So fucking awesome.
So,
I got candy, yeah.
I want to take this time to apologize to about 15 to 20 years ago if I stole your candy off your front porch.
The worst thing I did was I think I hit a kid in the face with like a black light. Or like
you threw it out the window?
Yeah, no, we were in the back of that guy's truck. Maybe you remember Nick a friend of ours.
I wasn't with you guys, but I heard about it.
We were driving around throwing firecrackers at people, and people called the cops and said we were shooting guns at people. We were, like, hitting kids in the face with, like, black lights. And that was probably the worst year, I think, honestly. Stabbing holes in tires. And just a bunch of, like, real nonsense.
There was one year, bro. There was a party out in the middle of the desert. That desert patch was behind, like, whatchamacallit, by Walmart. And I was riding with one of the homies because he went to pick up some beer at Walmart, but we cut through the area that's, like, open. But for some reason, they left all their stuff out back there, right? So I just reached out the window as he drove by, and I just grabbed off the first shelf I could, did something random. And it was, like, it was fire starters. So the whole ride back from the Walmart parking lot to the party, I was lighting fire starters and throwing them out the window. And then when you get back to the party, you can see the line of the fire starters on the way back. The homie was Chucky, and he was like, bro. And that is our special guest for the night. The monster that lives under your bed.
Oh, man. What was the year? That was Christmas.
Oh.
It was Christmas.
Which one?
You want to show all the decorations
and set up in the desert? Yeah, that was Christmas.
Yeah.
That was literally, I think, Christmas Eve we did that.
Oh, man.
I had a baby Jesus and everything. It did, dude. I made the newspaper twice out there. The second one, though, was a lie. You were with me the second time, bro. What did I use to pick that up? Us.
Your spine?
Yeah, me. Did you even help me pick it up, or did I just throw it in there somehow?
No, I didn't. I didn't help you pick it up because you said it was wood and it wasn't going to be a problem. And then when you went to pick it up, the thing was like 180 pounds.
Yeah, and then somehow I just literally just like hugged it and threw it in.
Panic will make you do some shit, man.
And then they lie in the newspaper and say that I used a dolly and all this other crap to get it. There was no dolly.
Yeah, a van pulled up and it was a 92 Ford Explorer, and one guy did it by himself.
This is like 20 years ago. We can talk to this shit now.
Oh,
it was Elmer Fudd, wasn't it? I saw the giant Elmer Fudd statue.
Yeah. He became our smoking buddy.
Yeah. Or, bro, you remember we sold Yoder's freaking license plates, right? Or his plate that said Yoder on it off his truck? Or I did by accident. He was being a smart ass one day, and I walked by, and I just kind of kicked it, and it flung off, and I was like, ooh. And then we used it as a freaking tray. I curve stomped it one good time, and the thing flung off, and I was like, ooh. Free Yoder plate.
Free Yoder plate.
Bro, there was one time me and Spencer were in the back of his truck, and he was driving somewhere, right? And he kept, like, doing that thing, like, he would hit his brakes to fuck with us and make us, like, roll around. So finally, we're at a red light, and I just whipped it out, stood up from the truck, and pissed over his truck and onto his windshield.
Yeah.
And then he's like, what the fuck? And you see him just turn around, and I'm just pissing over at him. Yeah, we used to do some stupid shit back in the day. We need to get West on the show, bro.
Man, that would be a wild conversation if we did.
I can, dude. I talk to him all the time. He hits me up. He just lives like 2 hours from me. Yeah, he lives like 2-3 hours from me, man.
Man, I'm glad he's doing good, though.
Oh, yeah. He changed a lot, man. Like, he has kids now, and, like, he's doing great. I think he sells cars and shit, like, at a dealership and something. But, let's see here, guys. I'll do the ads, and we got the fan questions, and then we can call it an afternoon, people. So the ad for this month has been the same one, guys. It is October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So remember to help us help everyone
right.
save tatas. If you're not saving boobs,
I love boobs
you're what?
So.
Lacey, if you're not
you're
saving
a
boobs, you're
fool?
What?
Oh.
You're no hero.
You're not cool. You're no hero. Yep. you're not cool. You're not a hero. No.
All
yeah,
right.
Man.
Lacey, first fan question goes to you. Spookiest thing that's ever happened to you?
Spookiest thing? We could be here all night.
Yep.
Like, gosh, that's very random. I don't know, I guess. You know, probably, I don't know, because Goofy, it is Goofy, but also, like, all of my stuff is extreme and dramatic, so. so, the goofiest thing, I guess probably getting stuck in the walk-in.
Spookiest thing.
Spookiest, like
spookiest.
Like
okay.
ghost.
Oh, listen.
Like spooky, ooh, you know, spooky.
Spookiest thing. The spookiest thing, okay. So I worked in a nursing home and worked through the nursing home while I got my degree. So I've been there for a long time, and they have these back halls, okay, that are no longer functioning. They're just storage rooms, and they're haunted, okay? And when I say they're haunted, I truly mean it. Like, patients have all reported seeing a little boy with a little red ball.
Oh, fuck no.
And there's no little boy with a little red ball. Well, so they decided to put our offices. Yeah, they decided to put our offices back there. And one day I was like, I know, right? It gets better. So as I'm waiting there for a patient to come in, he's sitting on the other side while I finish up a phone call, and then he comes into my office and he said, "Hey, I've seen this little boy. I think we need to let him know that he's looking for his mom." And I'm like, "Okay, this patient was our rehab patient, so he was." He was in his right mind, you know, he was in everything. He wasn't like he was demented or anything. So I go over to look out the window, and there's no little boy. And I said, "There's no little boy." And he goes, "Oh, he was just right there." And I said, "What did he look like?" And he said, "Well, he had this little red ball." And I'm like, I call out for the lady that's next to me, and she's looking through the window, and she's coming, and she's bringing, like, holy water to the door, and she's like, "Get behind me, Satan," you know, at the door facing. And I'm like, over here,
well,
like,
no,
like, oh, my God. Well,
I'm not going to lie. You get creepy vibes going down that hall, because I had to go down there just one time for something random one day. I'd take some paperwork to maybe your office or somebody's office at the time.
Yeah,
and you go down
time,
these halls,
yeah.
And the weird thing about it, dude, is, like, it's like what you see in the movie. It's, like, it's the abandoned part
there's
of the area.
Lights.
So there's
yeah.
flickering lights and, like, it's, like,
yeah.
storage and stuff. So you see, like,
nope.
gurneys and beds and wheelchairs. And for some reason, there's, like, a mannequin and
yeah,
shit. And you just see, and it's all just piled up over there. And everything, is, like, dusty. But you'll see, like, where, say, somebody walked by and randomly just touched something, so it'll be, like, fingerprints and stuff. So you're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And it gives you creepy vibes to begin with. But, dude,
well,
just the other
saying,
day,
yeah,
Lacey,
there,
do you remember
too.
This? Well, the other day, Lacey asked me to help carry a tray down to the chapel that they're working on at my work.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm literally, like, three or four of us are in this room, right? And I'm standing just at the door and standing literally, like, picture like you would like a hospital room. You walk in and then there's like a closet door. You know what I'm talking about? It's like
yeah,
right there.
Yeah.
I'm literally standing right there, right? We're all just talking and out of nowhere, the door just goes and starts freaking just shaking and shit. And I'm like, I'm out of here. Peace out. And I just walked off.
Yeah, fuck that.
There's a little woman that they swear that they had as a patient there and that when they had that back hall open. And she would always cross from the shower room directly to her room, and she would always, like, plop down on her bed. Like, she would just fall over on it, so it would make this loud plop noise. And it was always around, like, 7 o'clock at night. Well, it always creeped me out because at 7 o'clock at night, I would always hear from that hall, because my office would be right there, you would hear a plop sound. And they're like, oh, it's just Mary plopping on the... and I'm like, what the hell? Like, it's just... You know, normal.
No, I don't
fuck
with it.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, I've seen some unexplained shit happen in the kitchen there, guys. Like, I've seen it where the water turns on by itself.
We have a little woman that died that worked there. She had cancer, and she worked there forever. And she always used to call out for another coworker that still works there. Her name is Linda. And, like, every now and again, you will hear somebody say, call out to Linda, and she'll be like, oh, it's just Debbie, you know. And it's like, what? You know, and she's like, oh, it's just Debbie. She goes, she's dead. She's been dead for, like, 15 years, but she's still talking to me. And seriously, everybody
yeah, no, fuck that.
Well, I've literally seen the kitchen doors. I've literally seen the doors open, like somebody walking into them, you know, long enough to open and then close, like somebody pulling it closed.
I get stuck in the walk-in freezer. Like I've gotten stuck in the walk-in freezer twice now, where the door just accidentally closes, like it's and it's propped up.
Or my favorite was me and one coworker were leaving, and there's a switch that controls the bathroom light, but it's on the outside. It also controls the hall light right there. Well, I turned it off, and when I turned it off, the bathroom light was still on, and we're like, what the fuck? So we open the door, and then the light just flickers off, right? So I turn the switch back on, and the light comes back on, and I'm like, okay, so I turn it off, and it goes off. And then as we're starting to walk away, it flickers back on. So we're like, we're getting the hell out of here, and we both got the hell out of it.
Yeah, no, I'd be calling a priest at that point.
Yeah, I know, right? We have holy water.
No, won't do you no good at that place. Won't do no good at that place.
Bro, I'm extremely. Here's one thing that you might not know about me.
Well, it's also right across from a cemetery and a freaking hospital right there.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Like literally like a cemetery is connected.
The hospital, the EMTs, the nursing home, the health department, and then
the
right
fire
across
station.
The street is the cemetery. Yeah.
Yeah,
like
yeah
it's all
fire
right
station,
there.
I think, right there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fuck with any of that. I have a very good sense of self-preservation, and I also have a very good rule. If I can put my hands on it, I can fight it. And if I can fight it,
right.
I could possibly win. But if you can't touch it and you can't see it, I'm the fuck out of there. And you can either show me the door or I'm going to make one.
You'd be like,
dude, back
in
the day, though, didn't you used to mess around with
window,
some of that stuff back in the day?
Yeah, no, I did. I messed around with it pretty heavily, which is the reason that I feel the way I do about it today.
I remember one time, bro, and I don't know if you remember this or not. We were all at your pad. This is the pad your grandparents' house with the pool and everything.
Uh-huh.
We're all chilling. It was you, me, Jew, Spencer, and somebody else, and you were doing something with this little crystal thing. We're all just fucking around, right? And you're like asking it questions, and it was like, "Do you want to hurt so and so?" And it said yes to everybody but me for some reason, right? And then I leave.
Yeah.
For like 10 minutes, I just had to go to my house to do something. I leave. I come back, and because I knock on the door, you guys are all like tripping out and like, "Oh my god, we're glad you're back." And I'm like, "What the fuck?" And you guys are like, "We had nosebleeds." From when you left till I got back, I guess.
Basically,
and
as soon
like,
as you left,
the fuck?
One of our
that,
friends
did,
got a nosebleed, and it was
or,
almost contagious.
Was that like a true thing? Like a true thing, or what was up with that?
Yeah, no, we weren't fucking with
you,
man.
Fucking with me.
No. No, I don't fuck around about that shit. yeah,
oh, no.
I remember that specifically. We were at my fucking house. We had been fucking doing a pendulum swing, and a pendulum... Now, I'm very,
yeah,
very
that's what
educated.
It was. It was like a crystal thing.
Yeah, it was a crystal on the end of a chain. And I'm very educated in the paranormal stuff. I have had several serious experiences that have just absolutely cut me off from absolutely everything. I witnessed a possession one time.
I've heard about that.
That
I wasn't
was
there
probably,
for that one.
That was in Bakersfield, California.
What about that time of Big Mike and all that shit? What was that about then?
Oh, yeah, no, Big Mike, oh, God, man, I'm getting goosebumps even talking about it. I don't even like fucking talking about this shit. So Big Mike put his hand behind his back, and he was probably, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 feet away from the cutting block. Nah, I'll say that, 7, 8 feet, realistically. He's probably 7, 8 feet, somewhere where at least far enough where he couldn't have reached it. He points his hand at me with open five fingers, puts his hand right behind his back, pulls his hand right back, and there's a knife from my cutting block that was probably 8 feet away from him.
Oh, shit.
And he lunged at me.
Yeah, I heard about that. I heard about that night because I heard it took, like, three of you guys to put, like, get him to down.
Hold him off from hitting his own mother, yeah. No, he was trying to tear his own mom apart, and it took, like, three grown men to stop him from doing it.
Yeah, like, I heard he was trying to, like tear into her and shit.
Yeah, no, literally, bite, tear, as if you were going into, like, a, you know, like, in a life or flight, fight or flight type situation. I've always been kind of cursed with the awareness of those things. I can see things, you know, I've seen things that made me think I had, like, schizophrenia. I thought I was schizophrenic because I would see and hear things as a young kid growing up. And
I need to get Russ and them back on the show.
So
they are these ghost hunters I've had on before, bro, and they can do shit
like that,
too.
Yeah, I don't fuck with it. I don't fuck with it at all. I watched a kid in Bakersfield, California, get possessed inside of a Masonic lodge. And I'm talking about an illiterate kid who has never touched a Bible in a day in his life, much less a book, okay? And this kid started reciting. I'm talking not just like a verse. I'm talking chapters of the Bible, verbatim, looking at me, quoting the Bible. And I'm not talking about, like, you know, faith in God. I'm talking about, like, the destruction of kingdoms that it talks about in the Old Testament and some in Revelations. And he would always quote these verses that would give you the inclination that the devil was winning. But if you continue to read on from those verses, you will see that, you know, God perseveres. Yeah. This kid had the strength of four grown men, and he was probably 14, 15. I wasn't a small kid by any standing of the word. I was a pretty good-sized kid. And this kid, one-handed, mind you, he was a tiny little guy, kind of like our friend Yoder. You know what I mean? How he's just built the structure-wise. And he one-handed pushed me off of him and pushed me off to the side, and I was airborne for a second. Things that I just didn't see as possible happened that night, and that was sketchy. That was fucking sketchy. I've seen a couple things, man, and I've done ghost hunts with people when I was stupid, and we've got recordings. I don't know if you remember in Yuma, the old cemetery that was right next to the cemetery that we have now. There is the old Native American part of the cemetery where they used to.
My great grandmother is full blooded Cherokee, so a lot of our family are very attuned to things. I'm a very emotionally, which helps me out in my job day to day life. I'm very empathic, like I can feel emotions a lot.
My wife is an empath.
Yeah, like arm hair standing up, like you tell when you go into places, you just do. I mean, you do. But there's an area over here, and there's an area over here, like going towards Linden, where there is a off the beaten path. There is a Indian mound, and some people have actually destructed it, like they took from it and stuff like that. So when you drive through this area, you literally, for miles, you can be driving and you can feel it. Like, you can feel, like, even people that are normally not attuned to it, like, that it's a haunted area. Like, you've got to get out, because if you don't, you can go from, like, having perfect service to having nothing. Or, you know, your radio not work, or, and you're just like, got to get out of here. So.
Yeah, if you have a feeling of, like, you need to run because you feel like something is charging you, something probably is, and you just
something
can't see
probably
it.
Is more like,
And,
do you remember back in the day when I would just be like, bro, I got a weird feeling I'm bouncing out of here, and somebody would always get in trouble?
No, you were pretty good.
Like,
about
I
it.
Always used to get the, I used to have, like, a, for some reason, I would get, like, a radar just to be like, and, like, it would be out of the blue, too. Like, we'd all just be chilling, smoking, drinking, whatever. And I'd be like, I'm going, why are you leaving? I don't know, bro. I just got a weird feeling, and I'll leave, and I'm like, and I hear the next day, dude just got arrested, man. Like, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, cops showed up after you left.
I should have fucking, I had a weird feeling that one night I got arrested, and I should have went with it because I had a gut feeling, but I went back in because somebody else hadn't been out yet, and I was like, oh, fuck, they got popped. No, just me. Anyways, next question, guys, zombies or werewolves?
Like, would I rather fight?
Sure.
Or which is better? Like, what's the question?
It just says zombies or werewolves.
Okay,
I'm going to say
so
the question is or.
Yeah. I'll take zombies, the guy with the shot in the head.
Yeah.
Well, what kind
of
zombies are we talking, bro?
Yeah, exactly. Are we talking
about
World War Z zombies? Because they, like, pile up and build bridges and shit. I'm good.
Oh, hell.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I'm safe, though.
Yeah.
I'm, like, fat, and I've probably got something wrong with me, so they ain't going to touch me.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah, they will. They'll get you first. Like.
Yeah.
No,
you run slower than everywhere else.
Do you guys remember?
Immediately.
No. You guys remember that movie? If you're sick, they're not going to fuss with you. I'm sure I got something wrong.
If you were sick with the disease, a specific disease,
like, yeah.
Not just because you're overweight.
Oh, I thought they just shot everybody up with herpes at the end of that movie.
No, man. They all got shot up with a certain disease that made it where the zombies didn't sense them.
Yeah, herpes. I thought it was herpes.
No.
No, like chlamydia or something.
I'm pretty sure it was like a blood disorder, actually.
Yeah,
like,
it was. It was an autoimmune disease.
Yeah.
So COVID?
I guess I would say.
They shot him up with COVID?
No,
bro.
Let's see, werewolf. It depends on what kind of werewolf. Are we talking like the ones from the one movie where it's like vampires versus werewolves and they're just like all cool with guns and turn into them? Or are we talking like the old school one that's like he can't control it and he sees the full moon? He's like, no, and then he turns into like a werewolf or something.
I'm pretty sure that's what we're talking about. I don't remember very much werewolf lore that actually has consistency of like guns.
Yeah.
No, there's
well,
a movie.
Underworld?
Is that what it's called? Underworld?
Underworld.
Oh, Underworld. They didn't use guns. The Lycans, they just transformed and the vampires used guns.
I thought the other ones had guns, too.
No, only when they were in the human form.
Cause that's what I mean, though, like in the human form. You know, like,
yeah, in their human form,
like,
they were able to do that, but I just remember Kate Beckinsale in leather.
But in that movie, they could do it any time, though, right? Like, they can just turn into
They were lichens. So
lichens like
actually come from mythology.
Thing,
there's a mythology behind the lichens, and it's, there's a couple biblical references that people use, but for the most part, it comes out of, like, Romania and, like, Eastern Europe. Transformation from a wolf has been talked about for thousands of years. Native Americans have legends and legacies, or legends that say that the wolf and man were one. So there's a lot of like lore that goes behind that, to like the lichens or lycanthrope or wolf-like. So it's kind of a big legend. I did a bit of a research project on it in high school, and I think I got a B for it, so, I mean, it wasn't too bad. But werewolves, the whole lore consists of, you know, silver bullets, silver trichron being toxic to the blood, but they have the same thing with vampires, because silver was considered to be, like, a pure metal. So, like I said, between werewolves and zombies, zombies move slow and they just eat people and you're good. Werewolves, I don't know, man. I don't know, but then again, you got to look at zombies. Like, they contaminate a whole, like, human population. Werewolves kind of keep themselves down, contained to where they, you know, just feed. So, I don't know, it's kind of a trick question.
Who would win in a fight, zombies or werewolves?
Fuck, man.
Probably the zombies.
Either one scratches you and you're contaminated, so I mean it's...
Yeah.
I would rather be a fucking werewolf.
All right, let me throw this one in here. What's the deal with mummies? Because aren't they just zombies wrapped in toilet paper?
Basically, no.
No.
Ideally,
well,
yes.
Well, zombies, if they bite you, I mean, if mummies bite you, you're not going to turn into a mummy. But if zombies bite you, you're going to turn into a zombie. You're contaminated or eaten.
Wait, how do you know? Have you ever been bit by a mummy?
No, but look at all
the movies and the stories.
And all the... Yeah, and all the stories, none of them, like,
I'm not
going to
lie, if a mummy's coming at me, I wouldn't be that scared, I don't think. It's literally just like, dude, I'm going to go take a big shit, and I'm going to use you to wipe my ass when I'm done.
Yeah.
Like,
you're
you
one
really
struck match away
paper?
From being a crazy critter, bud.
Yeah, right? Like, I wouldn't even be scared of him. I would be like, ooh, the mummy's back, woo.
Well, you gotta understand,
the
too,
mummy
mummies,
returns,
had, mummies had more magical powers as well.
Yeah.
Mummies could...
Got me
okay,
there.
Okay, so if we base it off Brendan Fraser's movie, The Mummy,
could
control the seven...
Now. Mummies are just zombies with voodoo powers.
No, they're not zombies. Cause
not
they
necessarily,
don't
bro. Because there's actual zombies in voodoo, so...
Yeah.
Okay, mummies are undead zombie cousins. You got something to say about that one?
They're not magical.
Who magical.
May or
they're
may not,
cool.
be magical, but they got some kind
they're
of freaking Egyptian
unwanted.
Powers. They fuck cats and they got powers.
Hey man,
there you go. You heard
power.
It here first. You heard it here first on the King's Court. With all that being said, guys, we did... 47 minutes on this episode. That's awesome, guys. Plan, because we only
wow.
planned like a 20-minute one. So awesome, awesome sauce.
We should probably talk about this.
So everybody, I just want to say now, everybody have a safe Halloween this Monday. If you guys do go trick-or-treating, make sure to take flashlights, glow sticks, stuff like that for your kids.
Check the
if you're not going trick-or-treating,
check
yeah,
the
yeah
candy.
Check their candies.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I have a weird feeling Logan puts razor blades in his. And,
Oh, wow. Now I've got to go take the razor blades out of my chocolate bars. Thanks.
Only on the people that try to steal his children's candy, okay?
Sure.
And then,
Right.
But Monday, guys... We're not going to be doing the Ask Me with Advice. We're going to do that to Thursday next week, it being Halloween and everything like that. We'll be me and Logan, or I'm sorry, Danny Cokes and Tommy Bongs will be hosting The Stash, which is the greatest show about weed on the airwaves ever this Wednesday night.
Ever.
Like that. Ever. Ever, ever, ever.
Ever.
This Wednesday night. And,
Forever.
If nobody, I wonder, okay, I will give $10 to whoever writes me first, not out of you two, that got that reference right then. Cause I doubt anybody gets that.
Yeah. I almost want to break into song right now.
Yeah, me too, bro. I was just making it sound like at least
Simon
you got
Jackson,
it. You got the reference.
I am for real.
I never met a naked daughter cry.
And this is why we do not have radio records.
So Miss Jackson.
Yeah.
Damn it, now I'm going to go listen to Outkast. I tell jokes
when there's
a mic in front of me, you know? Yeah, I know. As soon as we get off here, I'm hitting up Outkast. For the people that don't get the $10 now. For the people that don't get the reference, it was an Outkast song. Sorry, Mrs. Jackson. But anyways, tune into The Stash on Wednesday. Tune into a special Ask Me Advice on Thursday. And tune into another King's Court on Friday. Looks like we got three shows in a row. It's going to be awesome.
Awesome.
I'll be there. Y'all be there. Everybody be there.
Awesome.
With that being said, Remember, always roast the world. Why? Because the world needs roasting.